Srila Gaur Goswami Das Babaji Ki, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki, Jagannath Das Babaji Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki, Premsi Kahu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadara Shri Bhasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki, Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kundagiri Govardhan Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Maya Pranabdiv Dham Ki, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Dwarka Dham Ki, New Ramanreti Dham Ki, Talasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Sad Goswami Ki, Samveda Bhaktivinoda Ki, all glory to some devotees, glory to some devotees, all glory to some devotees, all glory to Sri Guru and Garanga. Go Pramanandi, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janalambito Bhujo Kanakavita Tosan Kirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishambaro Dvijabaro Jugadharma Pale Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Bataro Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Himabdi Bachavi Sandaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Swapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Stay. We're reading in the Majjhalila chapter 7, verse 67, 8, 9, according to the schedule. The schedule personified is sitting right here. Okay. Toma prashari ebe janinu taratatva. Sambhashile jani betara jemana mahatva. The Bhattacharya said, by your mercy, I can now understand the truth about Ramananda Roy. In talking with him, you also will acknowledge his greatness. Verse 68. Angi karakori prabhu tahara bachan tare vidaya dite tare koilavalenga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request that he meet Ramananda Roy. Bidding him farewell, the Lord embraced him. Gari Krishna Bhaji More Kori Ho As Asirvade. Nila Chalayashi Jaina Tomara Prashade. Gari Krishna Bhaji More Kori Ho Asirvade. Nila chale asi jena tomara prasade. Gare Krishna bhaji more kore hashi vade. Nila chale asi jena tomara prasade. Gare Krishna Bhaje More Kore Hasyavare Nila Chale Ashi Jaina Tomara Prasade. Bengalis. Na baje more kore hasirvade. Vaishnavis. Okay, last but not least. Okay. Gare at home. Krishna. Lord Krishna. Bhaji. Worshipping. More unto me. Kariha. Do. Ashibade. Blessing. Nilachale at Jagannath Puri. Ashi returning. Jaina so that. Toma your. Prashade by the mercy. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhattacharya's blessings while he was engaged in the devotional service of Lord Krishna at home. The Lord wished to return again to Jagannath Puri by his mercy. Purport. The word Kariha Ashiyabadi means continue to bestow your blessings upon me. Being a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the highest platform of respect and adoration, whereas Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya as a householder was on the second platform. Therefore, a sannyasi is supposed to offer blessings to a grahastha. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his practical behavior, requested the blessings of a grahastha. This is a special significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. He gave equal status to everyone, regardless of material considerations. His movement is thoroughly spiritual, although apparently a grahastha, householder, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was unlike the so-called karmis interested in sense gratification. After being initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya was perfectly situated in the spiritual order. Therefore, it was quite possible for him to offer blessings even to a sannyasi. He was always engaged in the service of the Lord, even at home. In our disciplic line, we have the example of a perfect householder, Paramahansa, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his book, Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur stated, Je dina grihe bhajana deki kahe te galoka bhai. Whenever a householder glorifies the Supreme Lord in his home, his activities are immediately transformed into the activities of Goloka Vrindavan, spiritual activities taking place in the Goloka Vrindavan planet of Krishna. Activities exhibited by Krishna himself at Bhoma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham existing on this planet, are not different from his activities on the planet of Goloka Vrindavan. This is proper realization of Vrindavan anywhere. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we inaugurated the new Vrindavan activities, wherein devotees are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and this is not different from a Goloka Vrindavan. The conclusion is that one who acts strictly in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is competent to offer blessings to sannyasis, even though he may be a grahastha householder. Although he is in an exalted position, a sannyasi yet must elevate himself to the transcendental platform of rendering service to the Lord. By his actual behavior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He set the example of how one should expect blessings from a Vaishnava regardless of his social position. Omagyana timananda shyaganandjana shalakaya chakurimalaitanjena tasmai shri gurave namaha Mukam karoti bachalam pangalanga te garing akipata maham bande shri guru tadam. Hey Krishna karuna sindho dina bandho jagapate gopesha gopika kantarata kantanamostate. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gare Krishna Bhaji, More Koreha, Ashibade, Nila Chalayasi, Yena Tomara Prashade. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Madhvacharya's blessings while he was engaged in devotional service of Lord Krishna at home. The Lord wished to return again to Jagannath Puri by his mercy. So this big point being made in the by Prabhupada, actually big point being made in the verse. There's another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I think it was in reference to maybe to Ramchandra Puri, and where it's stated in the Smarta regulations, the Shastra, that a sannyasi doesn't, I'm not sure if it's 11th canto, but a sannyasi should not even give any blessing or curse anybody, or he shouldn't blaspheme or, yeah, this is like a Mayavadi idea. You don't give any blessings, or you don't give any curse, nothing good or bad. You're just like neutral. Of course, the sannyasis, modern times, they people ask them for blessings, please. Ashirvad, give us some blessing. And they give some strange also blessing sometimes. they give ashes or something. Here's my blessing. Go to the crematorium and here's a hint. You can, your spiritual life will die by my blessing. So when Nittai Gaur were once traveling to Advaitacharya's house, they got some blessing also from one, what was it? Dadi Sannyasi, right. They went, Nittai, he kind of knew the guy, I think, or somehow or other. Of course, he knows everything. But they were in Lalitapur, and that they stopped there. And this sannyasi, unquote, sannyasi had a wife. But apparently he wore saffron. Even then, and they, some, you know, things are going on, funny thing. Nothing new. When you read Vrindavan Das's purports, especially his purports, he talks about all kinds of weird guys that were already bogus. Just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course during, probably they were there. And they stopped in Lalitapur, and that sannyasi came out, and he was very, very attracted, though, to Nittai and Gaur. And he was amazed. Oh, these boys are so beautiful. Who are these boys? What are they up to? He said, I will give you blessings that you'll get all kinds of heavenly pleasure and sense gratification, and you'll get a beautiful wife and nice place. So many things he gave. So Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, he was still Nimai Pandit. He said, how come you are doing like that? This is not a blessing. I don't think this is a blessing that you're giving. Actually, we should want to become detached from this material world and attain the spiritual world. This is, that sannyasi was very kind of insulted. That, what is this? You are simply a boy and now you're telling me something, and I'm a senior sannyasi, and you're telling me this, that you don't want this blessing. But advanced devotees, they don't strive for any type of blessing, that's true. when cursed, Chitraketu didn't, he said, what is a blessing? What is a curse? I don't care. Doesn't matter. Go to hell, go to heaven. And he was praised by Lord Shiva as being very Mahatmyam Britya Brityanam Nishbihanam Mahatmanam. Just see, this Chitraketu, he's Nishpriha. He doesn't have any desires. So that's one aspect of blessing. But still, Mahaprabhu is showing this example that it's a funny, actually, when you think about it, because here Prabhupada said that he was always engaged. Always, just a little while before, it wasn't very long before, he was an impersonalist himself, Gani Mayavadi, Sarvabhauma. But here, Prabhupada is saying he was always engaged in the service of the Lord, even at home. Well, at this time, he was always engaged. But he was initiated, just imagine. Prabhupada says he was initiated by Mahaprabhu. And still, he was taking, he wanted blessings from his own disciple. This is something interesting. And Prabhupada used to interact with devotees also like that. Even he said in one purport that if I can, one of my disciples becomes advanced, then I will be able to go back to the spiritual world. I think it's in the pastime about Dhruva and purport. Just as Suniti was the guru of at least Bhatma Pradarshika, Shiksha Guru. So Prabhupada says like that in a very humble way that you are just like my... So he used to confer with devotees and ask for their... It was like blessings also to get their advice. What should we do? And he organized GBC. And Prabhupada had one vote, although sometimes he would override whole GBC. Dissolve the GBC, actually. In 1972, he dissolved the whole GBC. That was within his power. I am ISKCON. So if something wasn't really favorable toward that, then Prabhupada, okay. That was a drastic measure, though. Still, so... Viprat Vishad Gunyuta Daravinda Nabadaravinda. There's many verses cited about this particular circumstance that everyone is seen equally. Jai Krishna Tattaveta Shai Guru Hoy. Anyone, whether Kiba Vipra Kiba Nyasi Shudra Kene Noi. Jai Krishna Tattaveta Shai Guru Hoy. Anyone can become guru, whether he is a sannyasi, whether he's a Jai Krishna Tattva, anyone who knows Krishna Tattva. Prabhupada extended it to mean anybody, Kiba Shudra. But especially Bhagavatam itself, Kirata Honandra Palam Shukadeva Goswami, original speaker of Bhagavatam, he has set the stage for this mood. Broad-minded, mahatnam, britya, brityanam, nishprihanam, mahat. Unless one is nishpriha, doesn't have any material desire, he cannot be so broad-minded like Sukadeva Goswami, who says, kiratahun andra palinda pulkasha. He gives a list of all the most fallen, well-known fallen. Here, he's sticking it to the brahmanas, so-called brahmanas, as we say in modern day, sticking it to them. Kirata hon andra palinda. The Kiratas, they're aborigines in India or anywhere throughout the world. Huns, Prabhupada said they're the Germans. The Huns, the Andras, South Indians. Woo! Covered a lot of territory in that verse. Kirata hon andra palinda, the Turks and all those guys out there somewhere. The big list. Everyone got pretty much included there. You didn't escape. Huh? Jews? The Greeks, yeah. Pukasha? Abiras? Who are they? Mixed? Does Abiras are those also the ladies in Vrindavan who love Krishna also? What is the next one? Kirata Honandra Palinda Pulkasha Abir Shumba. I don't know who they are. It just is another group. No, those are the Kirata Honandra Palinda Pulkasha Abir Shumba Yavana. The Yavanas are pretty much a lot of Muslims. Well, they didn't have Muslims when that Shukadeva spoke that, but it includes a lot of people. Meat eaters. Yavana Kasha. Then you have the Kasha Adaya means that they only grow hair on their over their lip. It's code word. So Chinese. So everyone got included, but Palinda Pukasha Abhir Shumba Yamana Krishna. Yenya Chapa Yadapashraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishna Venama. They all become purified if they take shelter of Krishna. Or someone who has taken shelter of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu was practically applying this principle. And in the next chapter, he's going to start talking to Ramananda Roy. In fact, not only talking, but Ramananda Roy is giving the instruction. I just noticed recently that Ramananda Roy is so powerful that even when there's a childhood pastime of where Nimai is a little boy, and he revealed Goloka, that he was the cowherd boy, original cowherd boy of Goloka Vrindavan. And in the purport there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that without the mercy of Ramananda Roy, you will never understand that Nimai is none different from, you may even worship like Baal Krishna, but you'll never understand without the mercy of Ramananda Roy. Specifically, you cannot understand that he's non-different than Nimai, that Nimai is non-different from an original Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. In the pastime where the Brahmana came to Navadvip, somehow he came to Jagannath Mishra's house, and Jagannath Mishra was so appreciative of this Brahmana. He said, "What can we do for you? We're your eternal servants. Anything you would like." And this Brahmana was very, he said, "Well, whatever, you know," very, very detached Brahmana. He said, "Well, what do you do, actually?" Jagannath Mishra said, "What do you do?" He said, "Well, I just, whatever happens, I just go anywhere according to my whim. And I don't usually eat anything. If somebody gives me something," he said, "Well, do you want to cook?" "Okay." So he gave them rice, everything to cook. So he cooked very nicely. Generally, he wasn't eating any cooked meal, just something simple. Any remnant, anything, a mendicant. So after cooking rice and sabji, some several things, and while he was offering it, little Nimai, who was at that time, I think, how old was he? Three? Three. Huh? Kandamuni. In Vrindavan he was. Anyway, but he cooked, and then suddenly Nimai showed up while he was offering to his deity. What deity had? Shalagam? No, Gopal. He had a Gopal deity. He was worshiping Gopal, of course. So he took little Nimai, he took a handful of rice and he started eating it. And the Brahmin was, "What are you doing? Who's this kid? I can't believe it." He went, "Hi, alas." And then everyone came running. Jagannath Mishra came running there and said, "Oh, Nimai, what are you doing, you rascal?" He wanted to beat him. He had a stick in his hand. So the Brahmin said, "What are you doing? Is this an ignorant boy? I generally don't eat anyway very good. I just eat, just give me some fruits and some roots. Fall. I'm happy, you know. I usually don't cook. What do you..." Then again, the same thing happened. Everyone took Nimai on their lap. They said, "Nimai, what are you doing anyway? You're eating this Brahmin's food. He may be a fallen person." They were, of course, just trying to edge him. They said, "You want to lose your caste? Come on. This isn't good. You're eating this Brahmin. He came from, who knows who he is, you know?" Of course, he's there. And they're entertaining him very nicely, treating him. So Nimai said, "Well, he was calling me. And they were all laughing and holding him on their lap. And they said, "Okay, just keep him, hold him next time when he cooks." Again, that happened. Everyone, Nimai put them all in illusion. And they just kind of forgot what was going on. He grabbed again. In fact, they all fell asleep. They thought he was asleep in the other room. And they were sitting even by the door. But Nimai came out stealthily. With the touch of Nidra, they all fell asleep. Jagannath Mishra, everybody. They didn't know what. And then the Brahmin, again, "Oh my God, what happened?" This time he said, "Forget it. Whatever I meant to get, whatever I'm not meant to get, I'll never get. Anyone can never get it." It was a good Brahmin, great Brahmin. He gave so much philosophy. Still, then suddenly Vishwarupa appeared. Very beautiful. Because he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's brother. After all, he's an incarnation of expansion of Nityananda himself. So he heard about the whole situation. He said, this time the Brahmin was determined not to cook. Still, Vishwarupa was very influential, and the Brahmin was so amazed by him, just seeing him, that he convinced Vishwarupa convinced him to cook again. "Just please, what is the use? You come to our house, you are a great Brahmana. we'll lose all the benedictions we could possibly get by having you in our house if you don't cook here and eat here. You must. So again, he cooked. And it was already late at night. And by that time, everybody definitely fell asleep, and Nehemiah again performed his pastime. First time he put them into illusion, somehow they just forgot about it. This time they were really sound asleep. And he took the prashad again, and nobody even woke up, even though he was yelling, ah, they were all completely asleep. Nobody moved. And Nehemiah took the rice, and he said, oh, and suddenly Nehemiah said, you called me. And he appeared in an eight-armed form. All the arms of Vishnu with a conch, a club, lotus. And again, he had four arms. He was eating butter with two of his hands and also playing flute with two of his hands. And the Brahman just, he was gone. You're worshiping me. This is, so you wanted to see me. He said, and you don't remember that previously when I was in Vrindavan that you came? Is that Brahmin, what was his name? Kandava? Kanva Muni. Kanva, like Pagala Kanva? Kanva, of course. We're not interested in how Bhavananda pronounces it, but Kanva, yeah, like that Kanva, the famous gardener. And you don't remember that? So, anyway, Mahaprabhu never wanted to reveal to the mass of people, especially when he's only a 3-year-old boy. So he said, don't ever reveal this or else I have to finish your pastimes, finish your existence, wind it up. So the Brahmin never revealed, but he was a great devotee. So this way, Nehemiah was revealing the spiritual world. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, here is being quoted, Jadina Grihe Bhajana Degi Grihita Galoka Bhai. Bhai means to appear. So in that song, Bhajana Anukula, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, how does it start? Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu. Huh? Bhajana Anukula. He's seeking blessings of a pure devotee. He doesn't distinguish who they may be. In that song also, he says, Mridanga Bhaja Shunite Mam. When I hear the Mridanga, then my heart dances. Hridaya Nache, my heart dances. So everyone should want to hear the Mridanga like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving the example. And another thing he says there, Sakala Prapancha Jai. Prashada Seva Korite Hoi Sakala Prapancha Jai. When we honor Prashad, Prashad is Seva, and he says, Seva, we do service of taking prasad. We're not like enjoying the prasad, but this is our service. It's a nice service. Unless we're like Raghunath Das and we get so advanced, then we curse ourselves for eating even the tiniest amount, which is actually our objective. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also gave up his grahastha life. But even in his grahastha life, he was a superman, you could say. When you read the Sajivani Likita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own words, writing about his household life, how amazing it was. Even from the time he was a little boy, all his siblings ultimately died. He was the only one he had so many, five or six brothers and sisters, all of them left by cholera, malaria, something like that. He was the only one. And even then, he had like 14 children, ultimately. Some 14 children, 15, 14, some people say 14, 15. He had a lot of kids. And he was going around all, gradually he says, oh, and so-and-so was born. And then in this place, so-and-so was born. And then Bimal Prashad was born in Puri at that time. And Lalit Prashad was born after that. He describes it, not in so much detail, but he's telling actually to Lalit Prashad this whole story of his life. But he was getting different jobs, and he describes it in his songs. I was Vijara Vilas. He has one song where he calls the pastimes of learning, and he rejects all this type of learning. Ultimately, he also says in his many songs that some of them he describes that that I was in the womb. His philosophy is very strong, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he was sitting in the womb, Janaka, Janani, Jatane, Chilama, Bhishma Banda Pase. And one time I thought of you, and I thought, if I ever get out of here, I will surrender. But then just after that, Pari, I fell down, Gyanaloba. I didn't even have a tiniest fragment of knowledge of you anymore. Adirirachele. I was being adored as a little baby. Srajanirakole, on the lap of all my relatives, just like it's described here, Nimai. It's a different situation with Nimai. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the king of all examples of householder. And we heard recently, was always some appearance day, disappearance day, that he is a judge or a magistrate, and within 5 minutes he finishes a case. Boom, boom, boom. All the British were taking half hour, hour, oh, what is this? Oh, puzzle their brain. Bhaktivinoda's like, bingo, he knows everything and finished. Then he's writing all night long and he's eating a future parties. 100 books he wrote. If we wrote one line, one verse, we will be very proud. Oh, Amara Jivana, my life, what does it say? Sadapape Rata, Nahika Punya Nalej. He himself, although he's so great, he says, I don't even have a trace, Punya. Punyara Lesh. Lesh means trace. I don't have a tiny fragment of pious activity. Rather, I'm always sadapape. I'm always sinful. So this is his mood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should enter into that mood. And he describes Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Doya. How does that go? Swadhamma. I have come. He describes in the first song of Sharanagati. Siyadama, Sahabatari, that Mahaprabhu has come and brought his whole dham, just like we're reading here. And Prabhupada says some very instructive thing right here, that the Goloka Vrindavan planet, the Goloka Vrindavan spiritual activities, whenever a householder glorifies the Supreme Lord in his home, his activities immediately transform the activities of Goloka. So that settles the idea of whether we fell from Goloka or not, because according to Prabhupada's vision, even New Vrindavan, he said one time in a letter, Prabhupada wrote that there's no need to come all the way 10,000 miles to Vrindavan. You're already in Vrindavan. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati, Jiva Goswami explains that although Boma Vrindavan is a facsimile, but it's non-different from the original Vrindavan, non-different, it depends on our eyes. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena Shanta Sadaiva Hideshu Valokayanti Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tabi. Ananda Chinmaya. When a pure devotee sees Vrindavan, you cannot, of course, go there by any mundane way, but you have to give up, according to Narottam Das, Vrindavan. If you want to see Vrindavan, then you have to give up all your material sense gratification. That's the only way. You may be in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, many people are in Vrindavan, but they don't really have realization of Vrindavan. It's very good that they're there, that no loss, but they don't have realization of Vrindavan. If you go to Vrindavan and arrange for a bhog to enjoy, or some people go and retire, nowadays you can see big mansions there with chokidars and barbed wire fence. Of course, you need barbed wire just to keep out the monkeys, but keep out anybody, anybody. But they have very nice mansion. So we learn from our acharyas, you cannot purchase one speck of Vrindavan. They have the Langundas mafia. They actually kill you for your... Prabhupada even said they'll kill you for a lota, what to speak of your land. So they don't have Goloka. They don't exactly have pure Goloka consciousness. So that's going on in Vrindavan. But one could be anywhere, wherever he may be. Prabhupada was in the Bowery, but he was explaining, I'm seeing this as Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. Because Prabhupada, Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Santastena Gadabrita, wherever he goes, he's bringing with him in his heart, Hridaya Govinda Bishram. Narottam says that wherever he goes, then Govinda is there in his heart. So this way, Prabhupada was able to get on a steamship, go to any place, any country, and even not only do it himself, but empower people who you wouldn't never think would be able to do that. But by Prabhupada's Shakti, so we should also pray in that way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has this song like that, Chayabe Gadami. He's saying, Kripa Bindu Diya, Koroe Dasi, please make me your servant. If we pray to Prabhupada, then we can get this some Shakti from him. Otherwise, on our own, we don't have. Ekaki Amar, I'm sitting here alone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says like that. He says, I don't have any Shakti, but I'm praying to my Guru to get all the Shakti. You control my senses. You give me Chaya Satsanga, all the six types of association. And that's funny, I just remember that in Mayapur one time I was watching and it was somebody left a door open and Prabhupada said to this one, sannyasi actually, he said, just see, he has become a brahmana. He didn't say sannyasi, but he was a sannyasi, but he cannot even close the door. Anyway, I mean, it's way beyond funny, but it's kind of the very nice Vaikuntha breezes in Mayapur, at least before they built the conch building, maybe, but used to blow through. Still, they have some breezes, but less. But those days, the doors used to slam because they didn't figure out how to put the wedges in it just before they made the wedge. You put these little wedges, now you can keep the door open. Now, you know, keep it open. We realize there's such a thing. But anyway, door used to slam, and Prabhupada would call it a heart-cracking sound. Heart-cracking sound. So, that happens sometimes. So Prabhupada says, this is proper realization of Vrindavan anywhere. Prabhupada says in the explanation, Narad Muni in Seventh Canto is explaining how one should worship the deities and establish deities, temples. Sukodite, Bhakte Sukodite, the one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita is described when Vidura was going throughout. He left everything, you know, he got kicked out of the house. He was glad too. It wasn't such a good house. It was Goloka wasn't manifesting in Duryodhana's house anyway. So after he left, he was experiencing great pleasure seeing all the temples everywhere. But in seventh canto, it's also explained that Prabhupada gives in the word meanings wherever there is a temple, meaning even in Paris or London or anywhere, New York, where that is non-different from the spiritual world. Wherever the temple is there. Yatra Vaikuntha, Narada. Especially if there's chanting. If there's no chanting, Prabhupada said, this is my anxiety. There will be no chanting, no fresh flower. You will simply think after I leave, you'll think this is a Gola Graha, not Vigraha. Right now we're worshipping the Vigraha form of Krishna, but he said, when I leave, it all may become Gola Graha. Means a pain in the neck. How do I maintain this? Oh, Guru left me with all this. Let us simply eat and sleep. No preaching, no chanting. But so Krishna says, Naham Vaikunte. What is it? Naham Tishtami Vaikunte. Hridayeshu Yoginam Hridayeshu. I'm not in Vaikuntha, but I'm where the chanting is. Durgani te padiyugale ahamsa sangha. Madan Mohan was reading that shloka. Where we get the association of the hansas. Hamsa sangha. Wherever that is, that's where Prahlad Maharaj wants to be. So, just see that Durvasa Muni went to Vaikuntha, but he couldn't stay there. He had to get relief from his offenses. Vishnu Prabhupada said, just see, he's so powerful, he went to Vaikuntha, but he had to get relief. He couldn't stay there. There's so many tridents also, especially in Goloka, described in the Brahma Sangita. all these tridents. Even if somehow you get close, that verse is there. What is it? Munipungavanam. What's the beginning of that verse? Somehow, great munis, they may somehow get within the, they can't get there, but to the borderline of the toe of Govinda, still, they'll be turned down by the tridents. But if we do it in line of Brahmaji, it's described there, then Brahmaji offered the prayers. After he got, he realized himself as the maid servant. Then he offered Chintamani Prakarasadmashu Kalpavikshalakavadeshu. All those prayers describing actually Goloka Vrindavan. He realized somehow he's maidservant, but he didn't have the details. Maidservant. If he's a maidservant, does that mean he, what rasa is he in? What's his staibhav? So, therefore, Prabhupada established New Vrindavan, New Navadweep, all these places. But he was seeing it non-different. We may be seeing as different without the pure vision. But Prabhupada's vision is so powerful that if we pray to him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then we pray for that. Divyam Dadami Te Chakshu, divine eyes. Chakshu Dan Dilo Je Janme Janme Prabhu. Shay. We're singing that every day. That's what it means. Chakshudan, give us the divine eyes. Let us see that this is Krishna here. Just like that Brahman saw Nimai. Then he understood. Something happened a little bit like that with the astrologer. One astrologer came, and so then Nimai said, let's see what's in my horoscope. The astrologer said, well, I'm just keep seeing this coward boy. This coward boy in the spiritual world. He said, oh, that sounds pretty good. Maybe you're right. So we want to see that Balaram Hoilo Nittai. Nittai is Balaram. Balaram is Nittai. Just like when those four boys were fighting. Mother Sachi had her dream. She said, I had this dream. I don't know. It's like you guys were all fighting and you and Nittai were little boys and Krishna Balaram on the altar, and then after a while you guys were yelling and you were grabbing the food out and rolling. I don't know what to think. So Nimai said, ah, funny dream, nice. Now you know that we're actually stealing the food. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the sannyasis, even though he's a grahastha householder, he's offering blessings to the sannyasis. But this is also a funny verse. It says, Tapasvi Dhanavanta Daridra Grahi Kalikotaka Kahi. Something kahi, tata kahi. That in Kali Yuga, it's so funny that tapasvi dhanavanta, all the tapasvi, the sannyasis, they will be very wealthy. Not all, but many. Tapasvi dhanavanta, daridra grihi, the grahastas, they'll be very poor. They'll have to beg from. That never happened, luckily, in ISKCON, though. So is there any comments, questions? The ice cream phone. Well, it looks like an ice cream cone, so I call it the ice cream cone microphone. Sweet things go spoken through it, hopefully, sometimes.
I recall once where Prabhupada was saying that on this similar point, he says that Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana Goswami and he instructed Rupa Goswami, but he took instructions from Ramananda Roy. So he was making the same point that whoever knows the science of Krishna. So he said that that was also very not politically correct at the time, that the sannyasi should take instructions from a householder. But he said he instructed the other sannyasis, but then he took... Anyway.
New species of bird has been discovered. Right, right during the class. Chirping. And Haridas Thakur was born in a yavana, Lecha yavana. And Lord Chaitanya established him as the Nama Acharya. That's pretty dramatic. Advaita Acharya said, feeding you is like feeding millions of brahmanas. Next. Where's the mic? Anything? No one wants to ring off their cell phone or anything? Discover a new species.
There's one statement by Srila Prabhupada. He says, his disciples' householders and sannyasis. You remember that?
He said, our householders have done so wonderfully in London, especially.
Householders and sannyasis. Yeah.
Yeah, well, one time Gopal Krishna came to the airport. He was wearing his karmi clothes, which was really far out. But when he did it, you know, like, whoa, he felt really bad because he came from work in his suit or something to the airport to greet Prabhupada. And in those days, you know, nobody was wearing like that karmi clothes. Oh, my God. So... And he was very apologetic. Oh, Prabhupada, I'm very sorry. And Prabhupada quoted the first verse in the sixth chapter in the Gita. Anashrita karma palam kayam karma. Huh? Karoti yasa sannyasi cha yogi cha nanaragniyana chakriya. You're as good as sannyasi. Not that someone's a sannyasi just because he doesn't do anything. That's what that verse says. Krishna is saying that. That just because you don't do anything, you just doesn't light a fire and doesn't do anything. Nanaragniyana chakriya doesn't engage in any activity. No. You're engaging in activity, you're non-different. Actually, when Bali Mardan put on white and he was a vantasi, shudder to say, a vomit eater, I mean literally, he gave up sannyas. Of course, he proclaimed that Prabhupada, you know, he gave a slightly different version than what Prabhupada gave, but Prabhupada said, just see, you are a Paramahansa. Even though he had given up sannyas, he was wearing white. Prabhupada said he was a Paramahansa. So Paramahansa is beyond sannyas, the fourth stage of sannyas. If Bali Mardan's listening, then give me a call.
About the proper lecture in Vrindavan about the deity worship, Archabigraha, he said, please don't lose the feeling, bhava, of serving the deities. He said, that's the secret. Keep the feeling, you know, the deities need fresh flowers, good service, everything first class. As soon as you lose that feeling, it becomes Golograha. He said, don't do that, he said.
He said, this temple will become a go-down.
Place for the birds and dogs.
And he said, so many temples are like that. Anything else? Okay. All glories to Prabhupada.